to raise funds and awareness for breast cancer. We do it every October. Harrods has always been a great partner with us. And we're giving out free pink ribbons. We're selling parts of the pink ribbon collection so we can donate to the Breast Cancer Research Foundation. And later this evening, we're going to be lighting the whole building pink.
I was going to say, can you tell me a bit more about tonight?
Yeah, it's part of our global illumination program that we've been doing for 11 years now, where we go around the world every October lighting beautiful buildings pink. And this month we'll be lighting, I won't personally be lighting, but we'll be lighting 200 buildings pink. But in the last 11 years, I've lit the London Eye, the Taj Mahal Hotel in India, I haven't done the Eiffel Tower, Niagara Falls, and we did the Empire State Building 11 years ago and this year. And for that, we got into the Guinness Book of World Records for lighting the most global buildings pink for a cause within 24 hours.
I'd like to see what Harrods looks like. Pink, it sounds nice, doesn't it?
You know what? It's going to be beautiful. We did it in 2002, and it was absolutely stunning. And that was only the second time Harrods had ever changed the colour of its bulbs outside. And the first time was when we won the war. So it's quite exciting.
Absolutely. What makes you want to be involved in breast cancer awareness?
Well, I think it's really hard nowadays to meet anybody who hasn't known someone that's either died of breast cancer or who's fighting breast cancer. And at the very least, who's scared of getting breast cancer. So to me, it was just a cause that I wanted to be involved in. I lost my grandma to breast cancer, and that was at a time when breast cancer really was still a dirty word that no one talked about. And since Evelyn Lauder founded the Pink Ribbon in 1993 and persuaded all the magazine editors to talk about breast cancer, it's a thing of the past that people whisper about it. I mean, it's hard for us to remember then. And for young, really young girls, for them, there's always been a pink October. But for people like my grandmother, when she found her lump, she didn't tell anyone for 2 years because she was embarrassed. She didn't want to mention it. And when it was eventually found, it was a very far gone tumour and she didn't stand a chance. But we now know that if tumours are found early, there's a 98% chance of a full survival. So that's what we want to tell women everywhere. Check your breasts, get a yearly mammogram, don't be scared, because the chances are 98% chance you'll survive.
Can you tell me about your candles?
Yes. Well, the candles are something that I designed, and they're made in Wiltshire, right next to my farm. And they're made from soy wax, so there's no paraffin in the air when you light them. They're all my favourite smells. There's rose and geranium, and there's some lemongrass and lavender. And they're just beautiful. And they're in a little silver mirrored pot. They're on sale in Harrods here and online on my website. And I give all my profits to the Breast Cancer Research Foundation.
How do you keep so fit and healthy and youthful?
Well, I use a lot of product on my face, a lot of hydration product, and also I try and follow a healthy lifestyle when I can. The cancer specialists would have women eat as low-fat a diet as they feel they can to make sure they exercise regularly and to look after themselves, to try and keep their stress levels at a reasonable level. And just generally to sort of take our own health very seriously, because, you know, women spend so much time looking after other people that sometimes no one looks after ourselves. So we have to do it, otherwise we're not here to look after anybody else. So we have to make an effort.
Sounds like the farm is a good place to start as well, roaming around that, keeping healthy.
You know what, it's nice. I think it's really good for you to get fresh air. I mean, I'd rather go for a fast walk with the dogs than go to the gym any day. And you get some fresh air, you get a look around, you decide what needs to be strimmed, which hedge needs to be, you know, attacked. It's quite nice.
Wonderful. Thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you.